Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
We're in debt to poet Dixon Lanier Merritt for this little ditty. A wonderful bird is the pelican. His bill will hold more than his belly can. He can take in his beak food enough for a week, but I'm damned if I see how the hell he can. And that's not the only thing to remark about this remarkable bird, as Mary McCann reveals in this week's Bird Note.
Imagine a line of brown pelicans flying just above the breaking surf of the coast. Perhaps you've watched and heard these large, long-billed birds fishing. They circle high, then dive headfirst, plunging underwater to catch fish. But doesn't that hurt? Anyone who's taken a belly flop off a diving board knows the powerful force of hitting the water. Several adaptations protect brown pelicans as they dive, sometimes from as high as 60 feet. Air sacs beneath the skin on their breasts act like cushions. Also, while diving, a pelican rotates its body ever so slightly to the left. This rotation helps avoid injury to the esophagus and trachea, which are located on the right side of the bird's neck. Pelicans have also learned that a steep dive angle between 60 and 90 degrees reduces aiming errors caused by water surface refraction. We know that pelicans learn this behavior because adults are better marksmen than young birds. Upon impact, the brown pelican opens its bill and expands its pouch, trapping small fish inside. Then the bird pops to the surface, spills out the water, and gulps down dinner.
That's Mary McCann of Bird Note. And for an eyeful of brown pelicans, dive into the photos on our website, loe.org. Coming up, a wise use for human waste. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.